First of all, a word of welcome to those of you who are visiting us this weekend because of Mother's Day. It's good to have you here at St. Michael's. My mom died in 1989, and the thought occurred to me that whenever she cooked, she stuffed a lot. She stuffed peppers, she stuffed cabbages. Normally, once a year, she would stuff a turkey. Chickens got stuffed more often. She would stuff pieces of dough and make pierogies. Even her prayer book was stuffed with prayer cards and holy cards, many of which came from the local funeral homes. As you probably noticed, today's gospel reading is from the 17th chapter of St. John's Gospel, which has traditionally been called the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Jesus is speaking intimately with his heavenly Father, asking for God's presence and guidance as his disciples are now being sent as apostles, and they're sent into the world. Jesus prays that his apostles, his disciples, will remain one. He prays that they will be protected, especially from evil. He even prays that his disciples are joyful, that they're glad. He prays that his disciples, that's us, he prays that we are consecrated, that we are made holy while being sent into the world bearing witness to God's love and mercy. It's called a high priestly prayer, but it could be called a parent's prayer, a mom's prayer for her children and her family. A parent's prayer, especially a mother's prayer, is so often an intimate, heartfelt conversation with the Lord. What mother doesn't want her children to experience God's presence and to be guided by God's Holy Spirit? What mom doesn't want her kids to get along, forgiving injuries and keeping in touch? How many moms pray that their sons and daughters are protected from harm, abuse, or neglect? Life, the world, can be a pretty dangerous place. Parents know it. Moms know it. Moms feel it. And what mother doesn't want her son or daughter to be happy? Not just because of what they have or how much money they make, but for who they are. And most parents, especially moms, want their kids to be holy, probably more so than their kids want to be holy. But moms want their kids to be holy, in right relationship with God and in good relationships with other people. You see, the human person is created in God's image and likeness. An image and likeness that is good, beautiful, and true. You see, a parent's prayer is also a priestly prayer. And perhaps a parent's priestly prayer is the most loving prayer of all. Catholic author, wife, and mother Colleen Duggan recently published a book entitled Good Enough is Good Enough, Confessions of an Imperfect Catholic Mom. The chapters are entitled after five confessions she makes. First, she confesses, I don't know how to master motherhood. I don't always take care of myself as I should. I don't know how to keep my kids Catholic. I don't like watching my kids suffer. And her last confession, I sometimes compare myself to other parents. Eventually, she reaches a point in her life where she writes this, I now root my identity not in being a perfect Catholic mom with the perfect Catholic family, but I now root my identity in who I am in Jesus Christ. I've experienced relief, she writes, from the compulsive desire to do all and to be all things to all people. I don't covet what is impossible anymore, but I accept what is, a family that is most definitely not perfect, but is mine. We become a rather compulsive society, perhaps even a compulsive church, obsessively driven to get more, to do more, to advance more, to make more, to win more. Perhaps we need to settle down a bit and realize that more often than not, good enough is good enough. And as the Easter season nears its end, we worship once again a God who has loved us so that we might love one another. The same Holy Spirit who guided the early church in the decision it made continues to guide and help us now. And so on this Sunday, we thank Jesus for praying for us. But we also thank God for all the praying, loving, and serving done by mothers who have enriched our lives. May God answer their prayers. May we help them be fulfilled.